Good morning, we're continuing with the Sechus Meisters. We are in Perek Aleph, the first Perek. We are up to Mishnah Vav. What we're describing over here is, we're describing a scenario where you'll have fruits that are obligated, or truth is any produce which is obligated in Meiser, because it has been determined that it's edible. But nevertheless, the halacha is that it's mutter, is permissible to eat from these fruits a snack, a temporary chance meal, as opposed to an established nachilas keva, as an established meal. So the question is, at what point does that change? At what point do we say you're no longer allowed to have this temporary snack, and rather you would have to take off meiser before even having that temporary snack? We are up to describing pered, tzmukim, the charuvim. These are dried pomegranate seeds or dried raisins, buxer, carob. When, at what point in time do we say it has its gemar malacha, its final action that it needs to prepare it, and now you're not even allowed to eat it as a snack without taking off meiser, mishiyam in arema, when you make them into a pile. Habatzalim, onions, mi she yafkil, when you will peel them back. The main name afkil, let's see, he's not peeling them back. He just doesn't include that in his process of preparation. Mishiyam in arema, when he puts them into a pile. Hatavua, grain, mishiyim areach, when he makes it into a pile and then he smooths it out. So he smooths out the pile that he has. Vim areach, he's not so neat, he's not going to smooth it out. Ad shiyam arema, when he makes it into a pile, that's when it's going to be chayiv in maaser, even for a snack. Hakitniyos, beans, legumes, mi sheyichbar. V'meine kaiva archi areach, until he sifts them out. At the point that he sifts them out to only get those beans, that point in time, he's going to be, at that point in time after he sifts them, he'll be chayav meiser even for a snack. If he's not going to do that, when he makes it, until he smooths it out into a pile. Now, Mishnah continues, Alpha Pisha Mirach, even though he went ahead and he smoothed out the majority of the produce that he has here, he made it into a nice good pile, nevertheless, Noito Minat Koitim Minat Stadim Mimash B'Seicha Tevel. If some parts of the grain, or whatever it is we're talking about, didn't make it into this pile, or they got left, some of them were left on the side, or perhaps we're talking about that they weren't threshed properly with everything else, those ones that were excluded from this part, from this pile, are still going to be mutter to be eaten as a snack, but the rest that are in the pile would be chayav to have meiser, even if you're going to have a snack. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin.